What's up, friends? On Emily Caroline's podcast tonight. And first off, happy Sunday. Hope you guys are having a fabulous weekend. And today, I just wanted to discuss with you guys about a lot of criticism and persecutions. And not just anyone's life in general, but just life in general. Not speaking to specific people, just the world and how people are in this world, who are followers and who are not followers. So today, I want to encourage you guys to look at a point in your lives when you've gone into a grocery store, because we've all had this happen before, and you're looking at your long list, maybe like of 200 items or more, maybe less, and you're like, oh my goodness, like I'm so overwhelmed. And like when you are in a pandemic with COVID and you're just like, everything is out of stock, nothing is available to purchase right now, there's not a whole lot right now to buy. And when everything was starting to go low out of stock, everyone was like, okay, the toilet paper is in stock. Now we have to go buy like 1,500 rolls, you know, and all those things. And so today, something really came to me when I was with my mom shopping. And we were just getting groceries for the normal week and everything. And something that really just like kicked into me was like, why am I so overwhelmed buying groceries when I don't need to be? Jesus provides everything, you guys. Everything. And yes, we say that to ourselves, and it's so easy to say, but is it easy to know? No, it's not. And so something I want to encourage you guys, if you've had a moment today, or maybe this past week, or whenever you go grocery shopping, when you're just overwhelmed with how much things cost, the price of things, how everything changes, how everything says buy one, get one free, or half off, and it ends up being not, and it's like more money than you ever expected to be. Encouraging moment here, and just live and dig into this deep with me here. Just live in the moment, because seriously, it's amazing that God despises those fools who are rich and who just look to their money. If people just look at how much money they have in their savings accounts, and they get really just stressed out with how much money they have, even though they can afford it. They can afford groceries for like $200, or they can afford it for $500 or less. You know, whatever way you're going through life right now, nothing is going to run out if Jesus' hands are in it. If Jesus has planned this, he will uplift you with his righteous right hand. That's what he's meant to do. He does this all the time for us. Today, I did not feel that way. At the grocery store, I was more like overwhelmed and having an anxiety attack, because I was like, okay, we have so much to do, so many things to get done, long lines. If you know me, you don't like long lines. I do not like long lines into waiting for the grocery store. But today, I just encourage you guys to look to Jesus when you feel like you have too much or too little, and when you feel like something is too much or too little, and see how Jesus transitions your mindset when you allow him to take charge of what is super expensive. Even though when we have so much money, what is that money for? Is it for our dreams, goals? Yes. But maybe Jesus wants those dreams and goals not to happen right now, and he wants what you need to focus on learning. When Jesus provides us money, he provides us money for the things that we need, like food, car insurance, all of those things. These things are just temporary. We don't take these things up to heaven with us. We don't take these into eternity with us, where we're like, okay, yep, I have grocery shopping in heaven. Like, I don't know what we do in heaven, but I know it's perfect, and I know you aren't anxious and you aren't stressed. But I was just like digging in this deep, and I was like, you know what? This is incredible. It's incredible to learn how God moves and makes these things happen in our lives. But it's also crazy when you have like a horrible, terrible, long, long day. But even though it's amazing to spend time with your mom, and it ended up being a really good day. But the whole thing was shopping, and I was just having stress attacks, and my mom was feeling the same way. And you know, there are days like that, you guys. We don't live in a perfect life. A lot of people have always told me in the past, man, I'm like, your life is perfect. No, it's not. Nobody's life is perfect, not even mine. And if I make my life perfect like that, I certainly don't want it to be looking like that. I want people to see Jesus Christ in me, shine through me, to glorify his kingdom in heaven. I don't want people to see my pride, my issues, my struggles. I want them to see how Jesus came through those struggles, how Jesus comes through those struggles, comes through those weaknesses, comes through those insecurities, comes through those addictions and temptations, comes through everything in our lives. I want people to see how Jesus makes me walk through the fire of hell with him to go to the other side. And on the other side is his glory, is heaven, is mercy, is surrender, is grace, and is He's so merciful and so good. So today, just dig in deep today with your feelings with the Lord. Reflect on yourself and ask God how you want Him to see Himself. And ask God, if you don't even know what yourself looks like today, ask Him that He will reveal to you your inside of your heart. So thank you for hopping on Emily Caroline's podcast tonight, and stay tuned for more, guys.